Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Financial Fitness with Derek T. Billups Sr. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Just wanted to touch bases with everyone. We have an hour show this evening. I'm excited about it. I'm also excited about something that happened to me this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. As most of you, my listeners, if you heard me trying to push some information from that was coming up this week, which was at St. John's Apostolic Faith Church in Camden, New Jersey. We had a great time there with Pastor Bert Wright. And again, it was just a high time. Again, St. John's Church of the Apostolic Faith, we had a great time there. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Thursday, they had Bishop Bryant Martin from Maryland. And then on Friday and Saturday, they had Bishop Michael Blue from South Carolina. He was there. Then I did a class, and we just had a great time. And, of course, under the leadership of Pastor Bert Wright, Jr., it was a great conference. The first year holding the conference that way, so it was a great time in Camden, New Jersey. So I just want to give a shout-out to Pastor Bert Wright and what a great job he did and his leadership and his members, just the hospitality they had shown to everyone there, to me as well. I just want to give all them, everyone there, a great, obviously, our First Lady, Danielle Wright. I met her at the conference before, and she was the one that invited me there, and then Pastor Bert Wright opened his arms to me. It was just a great time, meeting Bishop Martin, meeting Bishop Blue, and just doing the actual workshop. So it was a great time, and I was happy there, and I just built a great friendship. So just wanted to shout that out, give them a shout out this evening. Then I want to move on to what's going on, as I always do, give you an idea what I'm going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. And Friday, November 11th, we'll be at the Authors Cafe in Philly. That's 7 to 11 p.m. It's at the Collective Mike Arts Cafe, 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, November the 11th, Friday, Authors Cafe, 7 to 11 p.m. at the Collective Mike Arts Cafe, 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then the following Saturday, November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., the Black Authors Conference. And that's at the Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westville Avenue in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Again, the Black Authors Conference, Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westville Avenue, Pennsauken, New Jersey. Again, that's Saturday, November the 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Let's get right into it. We'll talk about a few things today, but initially, remember, this is the month of November and in December, so I want you to remember, at the end of each show, we get into some aspects of the college planning. So we're going to make sure that we're there. We're going to end the show with last 5 minutes or so, 5 or 10 minutes, of talking about and giving some information, some feedback, some information to parents, students, anyone listening that maybe have children, relatives, anyone that they know is in the process of attending school either this year, meaning 2017, or the following year, 2018. So we want to make sure that we get some information out to you and make sure that you have an opportunity to hopefully get some information, get what you need, and hopefully drive you in the right direction. But we're going to get right back to the Financial Fitness Challenge. And remember, we're on the fourth week. Coming up this week will be the fifth week. But we finished the fourth week. And the first week was your position, second week was your credit score, third week was your credit history, and the past week was your team. And remember, we were talking about your financial team, things people like financial advisor, bankers, CPAs, attorneys, insurance agents, credit specialists, mortgage lenders, real estate agents, coaches, financial coaches, mentors, anyone that you think that you need to put on your team that can help you to meet your every day, every week, every month financial goals. And I think that was important in what we were attempting to do. So I just want to make sure that everyone's on that. Let me give you some last information. Again, you can reach me on my website at www.f4ff.net, financialfitness@f4ff.net, which is my email. And those of you that are online and maybe you may want to call in, you can call us in on 646-787-8096. That's just in case you have to step out or something, you need to walk away or go out, but you still want to listen to us. Again, that's 646-787-8096. if you want to touch bases with us and listen to us if you're in the mood. So, again, we're on week four, but we're coming into week five. We just finished week four. And I wanted to make sure that those of you just listening and just following along with us on the Financial Fitness Challenge, the Financial Fitness Challenge is an eight-week program that we do, or challenge, that we do just to help. It's a start. A start to help people to get a better understanding of where they are, some of the things they need to do to help them with their achieving and obviously meeting their financial goals. And week one was your position. And the whole concept of position is just to get it, write everything down and get an idea of what it is, where it is you are, what you're doing and where you are, and how do you start to maneuver. And, again, being honest, being transparent with yourself in reference to seeing where you are and what you need to do in terms of your financial life and how ultimately we can help you to make some strides forward. So that's one of the things we wanted to do. Second week was your credit score. And obviously that's just a number. That's not anything new. That's not anything you don't know, but it's your score. However, you know, so we've been aware that some people don't understand, don't know their score, don't have their score, don't know how to get their score. So we talked a little bit about making sure that you go to the credit bureaus, making sure if you go to the credit bureaus, it allows you to hopefully get your credit scores and not get some credit information. And so we know Experian is one of them, TransUnion is another one, and Equifax. Those are the three major credit bureaus that you can get some information from. And, of course, understanding, we talked about understanding what that score means, how that score ultimately affects some of the things you can do, how it affects your life in terms of your buying power in a lot of ways, whether it be a home, whether it be a car, whether it's getting into school, whether it's getting a loan, whatever it may be, a lot of times that score, that number affects it. And then we talked about third week was your credit history. And that credit history has a great bearing on the actual score itself and what it is you're doing with that score. And then ultimately, as you're getting that score, the history has a great bearing or a direct bearing on that actual score itself. So what I mean by that is one of the analogies or examples I gave is that when you're in school, you get a grade. And I keep saying this because it's a very simple comparison. Because if you look at it this way, I think that you will have a better understanding of it. And once you get a better understanding, that allows you to move forward. And that is, if you're in school and it's time for your report card, you get a grade, your teacher tells you, or you get your grade and you don't agree. And maybe you got a B and you thought you should get an A. And you talk to your teacher and you're saying, why did I get a B when I thought I should get an A? Got an A, I did all these things. And then your teacher says, okay, let's break it down. And let's assume it's just four areas and how you get your grade, four areas that your grade is based on. And that could be homework, be classwork, could be quiz, and could be tests, those four areas. And then your teacher will then go over you and say, okay, this is what you did or didn't do in terms of your homework. Your test scores may have been great. Your quiz scores may have been great, but your participation in class wasn't that great, and you missed some homework. So now you look at that, and you break it into fours, 25% each. That, and if you something happened, if you didn't maximize your homework or you didn't maximize your class participation, even if you maximize your test scores, test grades, and or your quiz scores, then you're still not able to maximize your grade in terms of receiving an A. So that's what happens. Some of those things happen. So as we're dealing with your history, you may see over the years maybe when you're paying, how you're paying, and if you're paying. So those things come into play. Are you going out and getting inquiries and trying to get credit and so forth? So a lot of things we talked about that would help you to understand what's in your history and how your history totally affects your actual credit score. And then last week we talked about your team. And as I mentioned when we first came on, your team being those professionals that can help you with your every day, every week, every month, every year financial goals and helping you to meet those goals. And so ultimately your team could be some of those people, not to be redundant, but some of the professionals that I mentioned. Just to name a few, an attorney, insurance agent, credit specialist, mortgage lender. That's just to name a few. Those are the professionals that can help you. And of course, you don't need them every single time you do something. But as you improve, as you make an adjustment in your financial life, as things get better, as things improve, you're going to need some of these professionals. And the more that you have, more that you have them in your midst, in the midst of how you're doing business, then I think what you'll find that even though you may need them, you may not need them every single time, when you need them, they're there. And that's what you want to be. You want to be able, if something comes up, man, you get ready to move, you're looking to move fast, you need a home, Man, you call a mortgage person up. You call your real estate agent up. You talk to him and say, look, this is where I'm at. This is what I need. Can you help me? Either if they're not in a position or in the location where you are, they can give you some advice on how to find someone. See, it may not always be that particular professional right then and right there who may help you. He or she may be able to guide you in the right direction. And that's what I'm saying, it's vital to have those people in place. And by having them in place, you understand then, okay, if I don't need them right now, but I may need their wisdom. And their wisdom may allow you then to get the necessary information that you need. And the team is a team. And, you know, you continually have to understand how important it is to have these professionals in your life. And I'm being redundant purposefully, because the reality of the matter here is that what we want to do is we want to get you in the habit of having these people in place. Now, that doesn't mean just because you may have talked to your friend or neighbor or a brother or cousin or uncle or father or mother, whomever, that just because they have someone, that person works for you. That person may not work for you. It's the same reason why we bring on other professionals to talk about the same topic that I talk about. Because you may not receive it from me. So if you don't receive it from me, our ultimate goal here on Financial Fitness with Derek Bills is to get you to get the information that you need. Now, of course, I would love for you to work with me. But that's not the point. I'm not a banker. I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a mortgage lender. I'm not a real estate agent. So there are other professionals, even though I'm in the insurance business, I'm not a property and casualty insurance agent. So although I'm a professional in areas, but there are other areas that you need the assistance and you need the help. And if you utilize those professionals, they can help you reach your goals faster. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how much experience you have in areas. You don't know all of these areas. There's no way you can absolutely know all. And anyone that tells you they know it all, then I don't think those are people that you really want to deal with. Because if anyone is going to tell you that they know all that, they have all the answers, they know everything, I want you to back up from them. Okay, I really want you to back up from them. Because in that sense, the reality of the matter is that those people are people who are not transparent. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to have professionals in your life that will be transparent. If they can't help you, we want you to have people in your life, in terms of financial life, that will be willing to say, okay, I can't help you here, but I know someone who can. And that's what we want you to do. So as you continue to move forward, in week four, continue to build that. And remember I said last week, and even if you weren't on the show, remember I said last week that the reality of the matter is it may take you a while to build your team. Because it may take you a while to feel comfortable with them, to add them to your team. And you may realize that maybe, no, that's not the person I really want on my team. You may have to get rid of them and find someone else. So the key here is bringing those people together. As you get those people, as you bring them together, then what you need to do is to have an understanding that, okay, now I have my team. Now I have my team in place. And your team may not be for you. Your team can be for the benefit for some other people. It could be the benefit for your children, some relatives, people that you talk to, employees, your colleagues on your job, neighbors. So your team, although it may be your team, may be benefiting someone else in the long run. So again, week one was position. Week two was your credit score. Week three was your credit history. Week four, your team. Okay, so that's where we are in this whole process of the Financial Fitness Challenge. And, of course, we have 4 weeks left. And then ultimately, when we get to week eight, after we complete week eight, it will allow you to see the light and have you to work and move in a better direction. And then you move from there. And whatever else is needed from there, then we move from there, okay? So we want to make sure that we do that. You have the 4 weeks in place. Then we're going to move to 5 weeks. When we come back, we're going to talk about week five a little. And then, of course, well, like I always do, it's all about you. It's all about you taking responsibility for this. is for you to take responsibility for the week coming up. So we want to make sure of that, okay? So we're going to take a little break. We'll listen to Stand Up.
Come on, y'all ready for this one? Listen.
Because you're great,
yeah.
We offer praise to you. And lift the name.
Come on now.
Out of language, men can be saved.
Sometimes it gets heavy.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a little update again. You can find me. You can catch me. You can come see me. November 11th, Friday. That's this Friday coming up. Authors Cafe, 7 to 11 p.m. Collective Mike Arts Cafe, 5010 Old York Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then Saturday, November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Black Authors Conference, Crown with Knowledge Book Club. 6303 Westfield Avenue, and that's in Pensauken, New Jersey. And I'm going to do this all every time after I come back from a break. Just came from this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Kingdom Empowerment Conference at St. John's Church of Apostolic Faith, with Pastor Burt Wright Jr. What a great time. I just had a great time. Was welcomed there. I had an opportunity to meet and listen to Bishop Martin from Maryland and Bishop Blue from South Carolina. Taught a class. It was just awesome. And just the hospitality that Pastor Burt Wright and First Lady Wright gave me was just awesome. So I just want to give them a heads up If you're listening to this and you, whatever you hear it, if you happen to be on a Sunday and you happen to be in the Camden area and you need a church, check out St. John Church of the Apostolic Faith. And that's Pastor Bert Wright Jr. So if you get an opportunity, go check them out. A great group of people, great leadership, great membership, and I felt welcome. Again, just wanted to do that. So now we're back to the Financial Fitness Challenge. Week one was your position. Week two was your credit score. Week three was your credit history. Week four was your team, your financial team we just talked about. And week five was your opponent, or is your opponent. That's what week five is. Week five is your opponent. And my interest is finding out who you believe and who you think is your number one opponent. Okay? And we're going to address this a little bit right here, right now. Because even though all week long you're going to have the opportunity to try to figure out why you're your own opponent, you're the number one opponent, and what do you need to do in order to combat your opponent, that's what we're going to talk about. And that's what you have to find out. See, a lot of times people make excuses about who they think and what they think is their number one opponent. They may talk about the credit card. They may talk about your job. They may talk about their salary. They may talk about their spouse. They may talk about their kids. They may talk about a whole lot of people. Church, it doesn't make a difference. They're always trying to figure out someone being their opponent. Who is keeping them? But if you had an opportunity to kick the person in the tail who was most responsible for preventing you from being successful, you couldn't sit down. Or you wouldn't be able to sit down for a month. Let me say that again. If you had an opportunity to kick the person in the tail that was most responsible for you not succeeding, you wouldn't be able to sit down for a month. So you are your worst opponent. You are your number one opponent. Not enemy, but opponent. And the reality of the matter is, you have to, the sooner you understand that, the better off you'll be. All of that stuff comes with people influencing you, you not being disciplined, you're not following your goal structure, following the plans, you're not putting things in place, you're not being prudent, you're not being persistent, you're not asking questions, you're not doing the things that you know you need to do. And most of us know what it is we need to do. You're not doing the things you need to do in order for you to be successful. I don't care, again, if it's in family. I don't care if it's in your business. I don't care if it's in your job. I don't care where it is. For the most part, we clearly understand that we are our number one opponent. And we clearly understand a lot of times why. The issue is, what do we do about it once we understand and we know that we are our opponent, number one opponent? And that's why we want you to take this week. Because now you might say, as you listen, you might say, well, I already know I'm my number one opponent. But knowing is one thing. Taking action, strategizing, planning, putting other things, other obstacles in place so that it can combat you if it's you. You want to be in a position to be able to keep you from continually doing the things that you're doing. Because if not, you're going to continue to do it. If not, you know, we always talk about, in some of the shows we talk about bad habits, good habits, and things of that nature. And this is nothing new. This is not anything you don't know, something you've never heard before. So I'm just reiterating some things. And one of the things I'm reiterating is that bad habits, and we all have them. We all have them. But just like it took a while for us to develop them bad habits. And when I'm talking about the bad habits happen over and over and over, that's how they really become bad habits. Not that you do one thing one time or do something one time and that becomes a bad habit. No, sometimes you can do things one time and that's it. But it becomes when it's an issue of consistency. Over and over and over again. And just like anything else, as you continue to do those things, they then become bad habits. Well, if you wanted to eliminate that, change that, improve on that. Now you have to change all bunch of things. You have to change your attitude first and foremost. One of the things we did, we're there at the conference, as I mentioned earlier, and Bishop Blue from South Carolina talked about the mentality. A mentality of poverty. And a lot of times bad habits is connected to a mentality of poverty. And so what we want to do is we want to get you in a mentality to understand that if these are bad habits and I know I'm my opponent, what do I do? What do I do to get out of it? What do I do to change that? Ultimately, you're saying, what do I do to change me? Because if I'm the one person that's keeping me away from succeeding in whatever level, in whatever area, what are some of the things I would do if it was someone else? If it was truly someone else, what are some of the things I would do if it was truly someone else? So that's what we want you to do. We want you to take heed, take responsibility for the rest of the week to talk about that. Yes, I said talk about that. And just like I asked you in week one, in terms of your financial position, your position, to be transparent, you need to be transparent with yourself and you know it, you're your number one opponent. Because in order for you to succeed the way you want to succeed, and one of the things of the conference that I was at was restoration, okay? Restoring, restoration, and manifestation. Well, restoring means you have to, and you don't necessarily have to tear something down totally in order to restore. So if you want to go from bad habits and then restore your habits to be good habits, and then ultimately the manifestation is the manifestation of that is to be able to see it. The reward of you now, instead of doing making bad habits and bad decisions, now you go to good habits and good decisions. So then you've restored your habits from being bad to being good. A transformation, in other words. A transformation from moving from bad habits to good habits. And then manifests in itself, coming to light, seeing it, rewards, all of those things start to come into play. So that's what we want you to do. We want you all week long to figure out what is it that I'm doing that's wrong, that's bad habits? And what do I do? What is my strategy? Develop a strategy. Develop goals. I don't care what you develop. What I want you to do is to understand first, you have to be transparent. That's why I went back to when I talked about in week one your position. Because week one in your position makes you become transparent. Week one didn't talk about you itself. It just talked about where you were, not you. Week five talks about you specifically. Where you are specifically. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to take this week, do that. Because as you do those things and as you become more conscious of that, what then happens is then you start to move things away. And then every day you move from one bad habit closer to a good bad habit. And you start to restore your habits. And once you restore your habits, each and every day you restore it. And you can't keep restoring it over and over again. Especially you got to move those bad habits into good habits. Because when you start to become good habits, then you will start to see the reward, which is the manifestation of it. It starts to manifest itself. The reward starts to show. The things that happen when you do good things and have good habits, they start to show themselves. Just like the things that happen and show themselves when you have bad habits. So, okay, so remember now, that's week five. Week five is your opponent. We'll go back over it again. We won't go back over it, but I'll go through the 5 weeks. But this is week five, your opponent. Who is your number one opponent? And we're saying it's you. Even if you're not saying it's you, I'm telling you it's you. And that's what you're going to start working on. Okay? All right, let's take a break. Spoken words.
November 11th, Friday, next Friday.
November 11th at Office Cafe, 7 to 11 p.m., Collective Mike's Art Cafe, 5010 Oyuk Road, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then the following Saturday, November the 19th, from 1 to 4 p.m., and that's the Fill Up Black Authors Conference, Crowned with Knowledge Book Club, and that's 6303 Westfield Avenue, Pensauken, New Jersey. Okay, everyone, just we're back here with Financial Fitness with Derek T. Bell Sr. on the Poets Without Limits Radio. Again, you can catch me every Sunday evening from 8 to 9 here on Block Talk Radio. A couple other things. I want you to be on the lookout for my new blog that's coming out real soon. Not sure which day it's coming out, but I'll make sure that you see some information on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and I have it on my website as well. And then we're going to be doing, probably starting in the beginning of the year, we're going to be starting the webcast and Financial University. So we're going to be doing quite a few things coming up real soon, and I just want you to be aware of it. We're going to start blogging, have a webcast, and university type of thing. We're going to be holding classes. And so look out for some big things coming from us starting in January, particularly with the webcast and the university, but the blogging, we're going to start blogging real soon, definitely before this month's out. So we're working on some things now, so just giving some more information, making sure my listeners and my followers on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, all you guys get some great information, financial information, information that you can take with you, information you can use for you and your family. And so we want to make sure that we're doing that. We're being a service to you. Okay? We want to make sure you're being a service. And also remember, I'm an author of two books, Are You Making a Living or Making a Life?, which is my most recent book, and Changing Your Condition, Not Your Position, was my first book. So both of those books are out. Both of those books are available on my website. You can also go online and purchase them. So we've got some information out that we believe that can help you in your quest for meeting and achieving some of your financial goals. So I think we're good. And remember also, we're striving to bring on some very prominent financial professionals, people that can give you some information that we believe, again, can help you. So it's not all about me and just me, but it's also about bringing on people with a different viewpoint, a very positive viewpoint, obviously, a viewpoint that I believe in, but hopefully giving you something maybe I can't give you. If nothing more than a viewpoint that I can't give you. And so and sometimes you continue to hear from me bringing some different on. What I'm attempting to do now is just, obviously, we're building up an audience. We're doing a great job with that. And then what we want to do is want to make sure that we bring some other information for everyone so that everyone can get what they need the way they need it, okay? So that in particular the areas that I'm not strong in and the areas that I'm not, quote-unquote, a specialist in, okay? So I don't want to talk about those areas, nor do I want to neglect them. Just because I'm not a mortgage lender or a banker or a real estate agent, okay, or an attorney or CPA, just because I'm not those professionals, that doesn't mean that we don't want to address those issues. Because those issues are just as important as the areas that I'm strong in, whether that be insurance, money management, budgeting, a little bit of credit specialty, things of that nature. So because those areas I'm interested in and I work in those areas more diligently, but those other areas I'm not as proficient in, we don't want to eliminate those areas. Because if I'm asking you and telling you to build a team, I can't tell you to build a team or suggest you build a team and then don't bring those kind of professionals on to help you to understand what they really do. Not only help you with what they really do, maybe you can become clients of theirs. Maybe they can help you on the show itself. And so that's really what this is all about. That's what this show is all about. And I had someone listening, and they were telling me, and I spoke with them another day, and they said, man, tell everybody what you do. Tell them a little more about who you are. Tell them a little more about what your show is about and what your show does. Because when I come on, I go right to let you know where I'm going to be, then I go right to the Financial Fitness Challenge or something of that nature, and then some college things. To tell them about what some of the things you do. Not just where you're going to be, but tell them more about what you're doing and what's on your heart and what's your passion with the show. And what's on my heart and the passion for the show is to make sure the information gets out. So that as, like I said this weekend, when I met Bishop Blue from South Carolina, it was all about that mindset of poverty. What we want to do is to help to eliminate it, to erase that mindset of poverty. And a lot of times the mindset of poverty comes from the lack of knowledge. So what we want to do here is, at least for our part, for my part, for our show, is to help you with knowledge. If it's one thing, because we can't all be strong in all areas, and that's the whole point. This whole show and this whole program is about bringing knowledge to folks that, hey, I don't know much about this. I don't know much about that. But if I can get on the show with Derek Sunday evenings from 8 to 9, I can get a little information about some of those topics. And that's really what we want to do. So that's what the show is about. It's about reaching people and giving information to those who don't necessarily have it. And some that do have it. But reiterating, reemphasizing, for those of you that do have it, just helping you to do better at what you're doing and to strengthen where you are, to confirm something. That's what we want to continue to do. And then those of you that don't have it, don't know where to get it, you can come to my show, we can get it, you can go to my website, you can contact, and we'll get the information to you. That's what we do here. Every single Sunday evening, it's about giving you the information we believe that can help you with every day, every week, every month, every year financial goals. And if you don't have any goals, we're going to help you to understand why they're important and how you start. Because we're going to talk about goals. We're going to talk about budgeting. We're going to talk about life insurance, disability insurance, wills. We're going to talk about all that. What they do, how they help you. And then from that point on, direct you to the people that can help you get it started, execute it, put it together, bring it to life. And those of you that need to be restored in those areas, we can help you do that as well. That's what we do. So that's what's important. That's why we're moving to having a blog. Moving to having a webcast. Moving to the university. Because the reality of the matter is the information is vast. But we want to get it out. In one way, social media is great. But we want to get that information out to you. And then if it doesn't help you, maybe you can pass it on and help someone else. And just continually do that. That's why at the end of the show, we're always talking about college areas. Even if it's redundant. I don't care if it's redundant. What I care about is if one Sunday evening, some new parent listens and realizes, okay, I didn't know that. I need to get that information to my son or my daughter. That's why we continue to do it. And we're going to continue to do it all the way through February, March. We're going to continue to talk about it. I'm going to bring on admissions counselors from colleges. So you just got to keep listening to the show, keep supporting the show, keep doing the things that you're doing, and I think we're going to continue to do what we're doing because we're very proud of what we're doing here. I hear from people all the time talking about, okay, I listen to your show, I listen for 15 minutes, I listen for the whole hour. It used to be 2 hours. But that was even too long for me. So what we did was we condensed it because then we want to make sure we hit some points, hit them quick, hit them hard, and then if you're interested, if it touched you, if it moved you, if you need more information, then you can always contact them. So that's what we do here on Financial Fitness with Derek T. Dunham Sr. Our goal, our job, our mission is to inform you, is to give you knowledge, give those knowledge to people who don't have it, and to help to confirm with those people who do that. That's what our ultimate mission is to get you the information that you need so that you can then start moving in the right direction. You can move from those bad habits to good habits. You can start restoring the bad habits and restoring them to good habits. You can start seeing the rewards of good habits versus the whatever word you want to use for bad habits. The more I teach, the more I learn. The more I learn, the more I want to teach. So that's what we're going to continue to do each and every Sunday evening. And then we're going to move to a blog. Then we're going to move to a webcam. Then we're going to move to a university. So we're going to continue to do things that I believe ultimately allows you to succeed financially. And then when I can't help you or when my guest can't help you, then you can move on to someone else. Never said that we were going to be the end of all. We're just a stepping stone. Our ultimately our mission, along with educating you, is to give you a firm financial foundation. And if I can do that on this show, if we can continue to do something like that, then we know we've met our goals. Firm financial foundation, which you can build on. And then you can do all the other things you need to do. Without that, none of those things will last long anyway. So we're going to take one more quick break. After the break, we're going to come back. We're going to finish up with the college planning areas and some information about college. So I want to leave you with this last song, Oh, Again, by Hershey Coles. So listen to it. Then we'll be right back. You're on Financial Fitness with Derek T. Billups Sr. on the Poets Without Limits Radio.
Come on, y'all ready for this one? Here we go. Hey. Pennsauken, New Jersey.
the great Crown with Knowledge Book Club, 6303 Westville Avenue, Pensauken, New Jersey, at Saturday, November the 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. So join me then. You can find that on my website as well. If you want it, my website is www.f4ff.net. Financial Fitness at f4ff.net. My number is area code 856-577-2903. And remember, I have two books, Are You Making a Living or Making a Life? And Changing Your Condition, Not Your Position. Both of those books can be purchased on my website as well as some of the areas online. So don't hesitate to get them if you need it, and also give me a call. Okay, remember, also keeping you up to date on the university that's going to be starting in January. Blogging is going to be starting pretty soon, and webcasts also in January. So be on the lookout for some of the things that's happening with us. Increasing awareness on social media in terms of the company, the Foundation for Financial Fitness. So be aware of what's going on with the company, with some of the things we're doing. We're just trying to bring you some real information, free information, to get you going and get you moving. And we want to make sure the things that we're doing is and will be available to you so you can utilize them in your goal setting and your planning, all the things that you're trying to achieve in terms of financially. We want to be a help to you, be a blessing to you in that way. And then also make you aware of some of the other financial professionals that can help you. Where we can't, hopefully we can get some of them to fill the gap, some of the areas that we're not specialists in or we're not that familiar with in terms of being able to guide you in the proper direction. We want to make sure that we fill the gap with some of those professionals. And we have plenty of them available, ready to go, ready to help you, ready to come on our show and give you the information that we believe that will help you move in the proper direction. So, again, that was just some information. And then I want to do this one last time, give a great shout-out to Pastor Burt Wright Jr. and First Lady Danielle Wright at the St. John Church of the Apostolic Faith. They were great hosts this past weekend for the Kingdom Empowerment Conference. And, of course, some of two of their guests was Bishop Martin from Baltimore and Bishop Michael Blue from South Carolina. Both great men, and they were there, did a great job. And I just want to make sure that I'm giving a shout-out to Pastor Burt Wright Jr. in holding his first conference. It was a success. They were very hospitable to me, opened their arms to me, allowed me to teach a class. I think was a blessing to those who attended and were great attendance as well, and just those who purchased the book and just gave me a lot of support. So, again, I just want to finally give a shout-out to Pastor Burt Wright and First Lady Danielle Wright at St. John Church of the Apostolic Faith. Thank you so much for your support. Let's try to end this thing. We have about 6 minutes left. Let's end this show again. But first, let me make sure. Financial Fitness Challenge, we're on week 5, which is your opponent. Week 1 was your position. Week 2 was your credit score. Week 3 was your credit history. Week 4 was your team, your financial team. And week 5 is your opponent. Who is your number one opponent? Write that down. Get that down. Attack your opponent. We believe it's you, but you may find that you may come up with someone else who may be your opponent. Let's get right to the whole concept of college planning, and we talked about application, what's important. I'm going to go through this thing really, relatively quickly. Applying to schools of interest, completing your application early. It's November the 6th. You should now have the schools that you want to apply to, find out when the early application dates are and when they will receive them. Make sure you complete everything on those applications. Look for waivers. We talked about how you can find waivers, some of the great ways you can find waivers from the school itself. Sometimes there are going to be college fairs, things of that nature. Your school may have them. Other schools may have them. Churches have them. Other universities have them. Go there. Fill out the applications. A lot of times when you have college fairs, what happens is they won't charge you anything. There won't be any fees there. They'll let you fill out the application. If the schools that you want to go to, if they're in your vicinity, a couple miles, 50 miles or less, go to that school. Take a trip with your parents, take your kids to that school, complete the application there. A lot of times they'll allow you to complete the application right there on campus. Then you'll have the opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, for lack of a better word. Because then if you go on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, remember we talked about that. If you go on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you get an opportunity to see the kids right in school, get to see the atmosphere. Don't go on a Friday. Don't go on a Monday. Don't go on the weekend. Friday, some kids have classes up to 12, they leave. Some kids don't have classes on Monday until late in the afternoon, they don't come back till late. Usually all the kids are in school, all the students are in school Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Go then. Go to admissions counselor, get the application, talk to them. They love that. So make sure you do that. And I said, make sure you go to fairs and schools where available. Get those waivers. Complete all the information on the application. If you don't understand what's on there, ask somebody. Call the school. Go to your guidance counselor. Get it in there early. Get to the schools that you want to send them to, the school that you have great interest in. Okay, so make sure you do that. Okay, understand the process. What is the process? Okay, make sure you know. Do I want to go to public school, private school, in-state school, out-of-state school? Okay, what? How much does it cost? Okay, what's the school selection? Do they have the major that I want? Have you taken the SATs? If you haven't, you need to be signing up. ACTs. You need to be signing up now. Have you had any appointments with your counselor, your guidance counselor in your school? I sit down with you, your parents, and your counselor. General information, just understand it. So let me go back, talk to those counselors. Get to those counselors, talk with them. They are vast source of resources. They have a lot of information. If they've been at that school for a number of years or been counseling for a number of years, they've helped hundreds of kids get into schools. So they have all kinds of resources, connections, relationships that you should tap into. So if that's what they're doing, then you need to make sure you're contacting them, talk to them, get the information you need from them, fill out the application with them. Sit there with them and fill out the application. Get all the information from them that you possibly can get. Again, they have a wealth of information and knowledge about helping kids go to school. And so you need to make sure that you tap that. You need to make sure of that. Understand coming up soon, FAFSA form. It's that financial aid form that you need to get completed. So parents, talking to you now. Make sure you get prepared to complete your tax returns as soon as possible. Make sure you do that. So that's just a concept of understanding. But right now what's most important is that you're applying to schools of interest ASAP. You apply early. Because you're attempting to get early admissions. Because when you get early admissions, it makes it open to a lot of information, a lot of opportunities for you. Scholarships, grants, things that they have that's available right now for early admissions people. So you need to do that. I know I'm not saying the right early admissions people, but those of you get accepted early, there's opportunities for you because you're there early. You're first. Let's put it that way. Make sure you complete all the information on the application, because if you don't, they're going to send it back to you. And if you're in the queue right there, if you're right there and you're in the early part, they're going to send it back to you. Then you can spend more time trying to complete it, send it back when you could have taken the time first, got the information that you needed, and then send it off. Call them up. I don't understand this question. How should this question be answered? That's what you should be doing. And if it's costing too much, again, figure out how to get the waivers. Find out where they're at. Find out where they're going. So you need to make sure you're doing that. Okay, so make sure now this is the time to get early admission. Get those applications. Get them out to the schools. Get them out there now. Spend this month doing it now. Spend this week doing it. Get them out there now. Get it out there. Okay, that's what you need to be doing right now. That's the most important thing right now. Okay, now you're on with Derek T. Billups Sr., the Poets Without Limits Radio. Financial Fitness with Derek T. Billups Sr. I want to thank you again for joining us. Remember, every Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, we do the same thing every Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. Okay, remember, you can reach me at www.f4ff.net, financial fitness at f4ff.net, area code 856-577-2903. Again, November 11th, you can meet me, and November the 19th, I'm going to be out there. So, guys, everyone, thank you very much. Thank you for joining me. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed Financial Fitness Challenge week. Thank you.